Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toedt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Elliott Bigelow. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Grant Gillis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Narlski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alex Gaston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves strikes out. One out. Phil Toedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toedt hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Falk chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Tavener. Tavener fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Tavener. Tavener throws it away. That's an error on Tavener. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. Toedt moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Elliott Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Toedt scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toedt scoops it up and throws to first, with Gaston covering, for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bigelow. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Narlski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tote strikes out. Two outs. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bigelow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Bigelow reaches second base with a double. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson bunts for a single. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Reeves. Jameson moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillis takes first base on ball 4. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 1 in the game. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gillis moves to third. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gillis tags and scores. Narlski tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Bigelow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 2 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bigelow hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lind can't make a play. That's a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Tavener fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind bunts towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. Schott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rothrock. Averill reaches second base with a double. Fonseca moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rothrock. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Fonseca scores. Averill scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bigelow. Falk reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell bunts towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-3 in the game. Reeves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. Rothrock moves to third. Two outs. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tote. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Tote steals second. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bigelow hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schott takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schott moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Fonseca moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got two RBIs. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Barrett pinch hits for Doug Tate. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Russ Scarrett pinch runs for Bob Barrett. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scarrett moves to third. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Narlsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gaston bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to home to get Scarrett. Gillis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaston hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Scarrett now playing left field. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavener for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reeves bunts towards first. Fonseca fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fonseca. Rothrock moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tote bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to third. Reeves moves to second. One out. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bigelow is walked intentionally. Jerry Standard pinch hits for Russ Scarrett. Jerry Standard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Standard hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gillis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Williams now playing left field. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Fonseca bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Gillis covering, for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gillis can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Hal Rein now playing right field. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jameson tags and scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.